Rome is listening to Good Morning Rome with Elizabeth Davis. Weekday morning, 7 to 9 on Talk Radio, WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM.
All right, WLAQ time now is 8:28, and we go to the phone line where Representative Katie Dempsey is standing by. She represents Georgia's 13th district in the State House of Representatives, and of course, once the new year arrives, a short time thereafter, the Georgia legislators will be gathering under the Gold Dome for their 2020 session. So we're going to get a bit of a legislative preview. How you doing this morning, Katie?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Good morning to you, Elizabeth, and your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. And I have to say, looking back on 2019, one of my favorite memories in terms of this program was when we broadcast live at the East Rome McDonald's for their grand reopening, an event for which you were on hand.
Wasn't that a great day? And what a good new McDonald's we have, all fresh and sparkly and some great menu choices.
Yeah, that was fun. There were a lot of folks there that day, so I appreciate you being there with us. Now, first of all, before we even get started, what day does the 2020 legislative session get underway?
So by constitutional law, we will begin always on the second Monday of the year. So that's this year, it's January 13th.
Okay, that'll be here in 2 weeks from today. Does it seem like it's that close?
It does. You know, the season that begins, it's kind of, I would say in December, you start beginning to be a little bit weary from conversations about what if this happens, you know, what if that comes about, and it's time to sort of roll up your sleeves and get back to work. So I'm very excited and very ready to go. I think 2020 is going to be a very good and busy year for all of us in government, state and local and federal.
And of course, 2020 is an election year, so that ought to be crazy. I want to start by kind of taking a look at this year in review. Let's talk about the year in review. What are some pieces of legislation which were passed during the 2019 session which will take effect or maybe not take effect? Maybe there were things that you talked about, but they didn't actually get passed that people need to look for as we head into the new year.
Right. Well, as always, there are bills that don't quite make it out from one chamber or the other. So they are there waiting for us to take up again and perhaps perfect and make better and see what will happen with those individual measures. The major bill, I would say, that will not take effect because of it has been blocked by the federal courts is the heartbeat bill, the anti-abortion legislation, and that will have to go through the legal channels that are necessary. It was slated to begin January 1, but, you know, hopefully it will go through all the perfecting that the courts will allow, and then we can take a look at that again. But there are a few measures, there are about a dozen or so, I think, that will actually come into effect on January 1. Most are by date of signing, actually, or a July 1. So many measures have already been enacted that we took votes on this past year. Just a few of them, I think, will be the business court. This is a very important way, actually, to deal with particular business measures through the court system that can bog down our superior courts. So this allows for that special court to exist, and the administrator's position will be in place and expedite the handling of those courts starting January 1. This was passed through a constitutional amendment, too. So all voters were able to cast their vote on that back in November of 2018. A couple of really good health care measures as well. That one is called step therapy. There has been a time, particularly in some of our most fragile diagnosis, I would say, where someone is facing end of life even options, there have been steps. It's called step therapy in medications that you had to try one drug and it had to be proven to fail and not help you to go on to another more powerful drug and that might be the true cure or the way to extend life and make it better. We've taken some of those measures and been able to work with insurance companies so that step therapy will not be a part of those decisions. A doctor may actually step over now and go to the medication that they think actually will best help their patient. Also, to level the playing field with telemedicine, that it will not allow insurance companies to deny coverage of health care solely because it was provided by telemedicine, particularly in rural parts of Georgia. Telemedicine is our only outreach, and at least the first outreach. And so to not be reimbursed by that can be a huge burden for a patient and a physician as well. Tax deductions, a big one for those who are preparing for children to enter college that can begin the day and even before they're born. It's called Georgia's 529 plan. We doubled the savings from $2,000 to $4,000 per year for single taxpayers and from $4,000 to $8,000 for married couples filing. So those savings can certainly help you in 2020 to begin to prepare for the huge expense of college that comes along in a child's life. There were also a couple of things, two new Superior Court judges, one in Gwinnett, one in Griffin, tightening up the listing on the offender for the Georgia Child Abuse Registry. The abuser must be at least 18 at the time of the abuse. And then it also allows for a hearing after 3 years to allow for a name to be removed if those who are on there feel that they have been placed in error or ineffectively. There's also one about genetic counseling that's really quite interesting as well. And I know, you know, the seriousness of genetic counseling can certainly explain many of the pre-existing conditions and family I would say traits for diagnosis that need to be clear if there's a hereditary factor. And this will create a licensing way to make sure that those who are particular in that medical field are licensed and prepared appropriately to make that very life-affecting diagnosis. So those are a few. Those are a few of the top ones, I think. There are not many more. Like I say, most took effect upon signature or July 1.
We're chatting this segment with State Representative Katie Dempsey in the 13th District of Georgia's House of Representatives. And Katie, let's take a look ahead to the next legislative session. What do you think are going to be some items of importance for legislators to tackle once you guys get back to work under the Gold Dome?
Well, I think our greatest challenge will be the budget. We have seen revenues go down in Georgia in recent months, and Governor Kemp certainly in a very proactive way called upon all of the state agencies to propose budgets for this year for the existing cycle we're in right now, as well as the upcoming budget, to include cuts, 4% in the current one and 6% in the next one. Now, that's hard because we have a very lean budget to begin with. So for some of those agencies, especially some of the, I would say, very important ones that I feel that fall under the committee that I chair, which are, you know, affecting children and families and foster care and mental health and addiction services, those are pretty fragile cuts and have to be handled carefully. The greatest intent there will be to make sure that if there are positions that are not filled or if there are redundant positions, that we try to find ways to trim those resources more than those resources that actually are going to take care of people. So the budget is going to be a huge challenge. It is. As I understand it, transportation is still doing very well. The bill which created the funding for transportation is very different, that builds our roads because it is paid by each and every consumer at the gas pump. And so that is not going to be, the infrastructure needs will not be as impacted as some of our true people care initiatives could be. But we'll all do our best to make sure that doesn't happen. And as I said, those are agency proposals, not the governor's yet. We won't know his budget till the first week of session when he actually rolls out his initiatives. And then the House will get a hold of it and begin to make it a little bit better. And the Senate will make our work better, and we'll all come together. And hopefully at the end of the day, Georgia's balanced budget will be strong and will take care of the needs of Georgians.
Awesome. Now, Katie, if there are any of our listeners out there that may have some concerns or just maybe some questions that they'd like to ask of their legislators, I know that you, as well as your colleagues, are willing to entertain those questions.
Absolutely. You know, one of the quickest, easiest ways is to reach out to us right now during the time before we start session again. It can get a little busy, but it's good to come visit your Capitol. I'd encourage anyone who hasn't visited recently to come to see your Capitol, to see us at work, to visit us in our offices. I get very excited when people from Rome and Floyd County come to see us there. You can also, though, online, you can watch each and every day of the work of the chamber and the committees. If you go to ga.gov is the easiest way. You'll begin to enter the portal and go through that to look at House and Senate hearings as well as each of the chambers each and every day. There are recaps in there, too, so an easy way to follow that. But to call, to make contact also through that site is the easiest way to find our office phone numbers. And then mobile numbers are listed there for some, and for others, that assistant who answers the phone at the office will be glad to connect you. And email. But I will tell you that emails can at times become so, there are days when there are thousands of emails that come in.
I think that's true for all of us.
It is, you know, and so that takes time to get to. And I actually personally read all of my emails. It's impossible to respond to all. But I would encourage anyone to try to contact us by phone. And especially, you know, Elizabeth, not everyone's aware of this, but one of the things that I really feel most productive in is when someone is having a frustrating avenue of reaching resources, of finding, particularly in the healthcare arena, I would say, just for an example, if benefits are not being appropriately achieved in a quick fashion, if there are delays, if there's something that is just not coming through, our office cannot fix it. But my office, I am blessed with a wonderful assistant named Laurie, who helps so much at connecting real people to address their real needs and to do it quickly. So it's not a time to hesitate. If something is not coming through that you feel is your right to have and the government is not taking care of it, sometimes it's just because they haven't seen it and don't know. So let us help, please. That's one of that constituent service work is one of the great things that I really, really like to dig into and help with.
Awesome. We are rapidly running out of time. Again, State Representative Katie Dempsey joining me this segment of the program. Katie, anything else you'd like to add to what we've already talked about? What committees I do want to ask, what committees are you serving on this year?
I'll still be on my same committees as far as I know. There will be a few changes made coming up that we'll be hearing about soon. But I think some of the work that we did during the interim on early development on infant and toddler social and emotional health, which is the brain development, the focus on the first 3 years, has been so fruitful. We'll have some recommendations that will be coming out before session starts. Actually, they're pretty simple recommendations that will change the life path for all of Georgia's children. So I look forward to putting that into action. I'll make sure you get a copy of that study committee report.
Awesome. Sounds good to me. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning and wish you a happy new year. I can't believe, I mean, we're heading into 2020 in less than 2 days. It just blows my mind.
It used to be a long way off, but here we are. And I think it's going to be an exciting time. I think the 20s will be good.
Awesome. Well, I'm certainly keeping my fingers crossed. Again, Katie Dempsey, my guest this segment. She represents Georgia's 13th district in the State House of Representatives, giving us a bit of a legislative preview ahead of the 2020 session of the Georgia General Assembly. Stay tuned. We have got more to share with you on the Monday edition of Good Morning Rome.